I'm Amy Scott with the Marketplace Morning Report. Later this morning, we'll get the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment numbers. That report gives us a glimpse into how people are feeling about their spending. But that information isn't free, at least not all of it. Marketplace's Sabree Benishour tells us about the market for numbers.
In an economy driven by how consumers feel, information on how consumers feel is obviously important.
It's not an exaggeration to say, as goes the consumer, so goes the economy.
Scott Clemens is chief investment strategist at Brown Brothers Harriman, private banking. The basics, do we feel better or worse about the economy, are actually free. It's the nitty-gritty that costs you.
What folks are subscribing to, then, is the more detailed information.
Lynn Franco is with the Conference Board, one of the two major sources of consumer confidence data. Their survey starts at $629 a month for anyone who wants to zero in on this or that age group or slice of consumer feelings.
Economists to government agencies to retailers.
Kristen Reynolds is senior principal economist with consulting firm IHS.
We try to look at a trend and look for changes in the direction of the economy.
That information is gold for forecasting risk and trends. All that from our feelings. In New York, I'm Sabree Benishour for Marketplace.